Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
All right, welcome everybody to episode 2 of the Real Mentors podcast. Excited to be here. We're going to talk some movies, TV, and how they were fun along the way in hopes to enhance your movie and TV watching experience. My name is Jose, the Real Mentor. You can catch the best and latest, greatest movie reviews on my YouTube channel, The Real Mentor. 2016 is upon us. I hope everybody had a good New Year's out there. I know I did. I'm looking forward to it. I'm always the ever optimist. So every year and for the last 40 years, I've been saying this is going to be my year. It hasn't happened yet. I'm going to remain positive, and hopefully by doing, I'm not saying this year fucking sucked. Having said all that, let me introduce my first co-host, a man known around the world simply as the Spaniard, Mr. George Ripo. Man, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Real mentor. What's going on? What's
up? How was your New Year's, man?
It was real good, man. You know, spend it with some people, family, you know, doing good, man. Everything was awesome.
Are you like a New Year's resolution kind of guy?
No, you know what? We have a little bit of tradition. You know, we get the grapes and we make a wish for every little thing. So, yeah, I guess you can call it. Yeah, we got a little resolution thing.
So what'd you wish for? Besides getting laid, that doesn't count.
Nah, just for success in the, you know, personal and professional and, you know, just good things all the way around. You know, positivity, man. Trying to keep it like you.
Very
trying
general. To keep it positive. Fair enough. And, of course, the man to my right here, the man beast himself, the legend in everybody's mind. Of course, Mike. Mr. Mike Rose. How you doing, big guy?
How's everything?
Doing good, man. How was your New Year's, big guy?
It was excellent. We didn't do anything outside of just barbecuing and watching that horse manure on TV.
Nobody got naked running around? Nobody was streaking?
No, that's not my house.
It's just the neighbor's house.
That
could have been George, to be honest with you. Who knows?
They got something going on over there. I'm not sure what that is.
What about you, man? New Year's resolutions. What you got for us, man?
Nothing really. I just want, like, a... have a better year than last year, like you, just like you. I'm ready for some new friggin' movies. That's it.
Yeah, and we'll get into that. Of course, we're doing a lot of topics, including what's upcoming in 2016. So I'm ready to go. Like myself, I had no resolution except for this girl I'm trying to woo. So hopefully that goes well. She's not gonna listen to the show, so I'm safe enough to say that. So let's get into it. Last time we on our first episode, we was pretty much Star Wars centric. We had our predictions, thoughts, all that good stuff. So we figured we'd begin the show with our reviews and thoughts on Star Wars The Force Awakens. For you guys who haven't seen it yet, which maybe not much, many of you out there, this is going to be spoiler heavy, so be forewarned, skip ahead around 10 minutes, you'll be okay. So Mike, I want to start with you, man. You saw the movie, just real quick, give me your quick thoughts on the flick.
Again, picking nits, I'm a huge fan. I felt like the movie was a solid 3.5 out of 5.
It's not bad.
It was a fun movie. There was a lot of really great things about it. I felt like the plot came off as a bit recycled. We discussed this.
Yeah.
I also felt like the reintroductions of the classic characters was a bit on the cheesy side. I understand why they did it. It doesn't bother me that much. Again, I'm picking nits because I'm a fan. I love, you know, that kind of thing. But it was a great movie. It was a lot of fun. My kids liked it. That's really all I can ask from it. A couple things I didn't dig.
Well, we'll get into that in a second. Let me get George's thoughts. Overall thoughts, George, as far as what your impressions of the movie was when you walked out.
Well, I've already seen the movie twice. You know, so I did enjoy the movie. You know, the second time I caught a little bit more stuff that I missed maybe the first time, you know, because you get caught up with the overall hype. You know, like, oh my God, it's Han Solo, you know, Harrison Ford. Oh my God, it's Carrie Fisher, you know. So, and then you get to see, you know, all kinds of things. So, you know, you miss a lot of the dialogue early. You know, you try to see what's going on.
So, you're excited, I get it.
Yeah.
I think we're all like that. I've seen it three times, so I you know, every time I see it, yeah, right, I pick up some different stuff and all that.
So I did enjoy the movie, and, you know, I did see some holes that hopefully they can expand or something that they can work on, you know, for the next one. So I was excited.
I mean, I'll say loved it just because I'm a Star Wars fan. I think what Mike was saying. So if it's Star Wars, I'm gonna like it as long as it's good. It's one of my favorite movies of the year. It was fun, entertaining. Yes, and I'll piggyback what Mike was saying. It was a bit recycled. It was pretty much episode 4 and 5, yeah. I guess. So beat by beat. They played it safe. I get it. They needed to. They could not. I mean, I knew they weren't gonna come out making some drastic changes, do what Lucas wanted to do, what he messed up with the prequels and all that. They wanted to give us a nice, good Star Wars movie, a good starting point moving forward. And I really hope that the story takes off in the next couple episodes. I hope that's what they're going to do. I don't want to see a recycle on Empire Strikes Back or Jedi, whatever the case is. Branch it out. You introduce us to what's going on, the new players. I love the introductions of the old ones, except for, like, I think C-3PO, Mike, I think we talked about it. It was kind of wedged in there. It was kind of stupid. But I like C-3PO, so everybody calm down. But he was introduced kind of awkwardly. The Han thing I liked. I loved Han. He was fantastic. I thought he was great, fun, all that. Carrie Fisher, whatever.
They did what they had to do.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
You can tell she hasn't acted like in 50 years because it seemed like that's the case.
Here's my deal. Okay, and I'm just going to say it. I really feel like if you saw Star Trek II Into Darkness,
yeah.
J.J. Abrams loves to be cute in his movies. He loves to put little... things to try to tip fans and pop fans with little
fan service
nostalgic horse manure. Okay, and I'm good with that. I get it. Okay, but it gets when you go to the top with it is when I start to question. And I really felt like the nostalgic reintroductions of the classic characters got silly in a couple of cases. I didn't have an issue as much with Han and Chewie, and I popped like a 7-year-old schoolgirl when I saw Luke at the end of the movie. That's the way I'm telling you right now. That's just the truth. I'm a Luke Skywalker, Mark. Always will be.
No pun intended with
favorite. Warren. Yeah, no. I think he's not Two Live Crew either.
There's nothing wrong with Two Live Crew, man. I tell you right now. I wish they went Star Wars.
Oh, Lord.
Would have been awesome.
See, that would have been awesome. That would have been fantastic. DJ Abrams, listen.
Yeah, if you're listening, you know.
Right. I nothing better than seeing Biz Markie or Prince Mark, whatever his name is.
I don't know the name. I just know Luke Skywalker.
No,
I don't know. I know it's like a Chinese Asian black guy or something. I don't know. He looked that way. Kind of big guy. But either way.
Prince Markie, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, all I'm really saying, and I digress, is that I think there was some things that could have been better. And as a fan, I think everybody has ideas that would make the movie better.
I guess it wasn't a perfect movie. It doesn't mean I didn't like it. I still had a lot of fun. Like I said, I loved it just because
it was a good Star Wars. It wasn't a 5-star movie. No. I don't think anybody will say that.
No.
There were things I know you and I disagreed on, Kylo Ren and the way they put him out there. There were some really cool things about what he did. And I think you agree with that. I think we both agreed that him blocking the blaster fire was
amazing. The beginning. Yeah. Oh, that was a fantastic scene. Yeah, I love that. That was great.
There were some things that happened that I really didn't dig, and you and I both touched on that you felt like there's no way he's going to just like reach out into Finn's mind and know everything that Finn was thinking while he was on the battlefield there. And really, if he was upset with a stormtrooper, because I guess they didn't really explain how the non-clone stormtroopers are.
Yeah, hopefully, like they said, they expand on it, you know, on the role of the stormtroopers, you know, like...
They will. I mean, that's...
You know, everything that they introduced, you know, hopefully they expand a little bit. You know.
And the cool thing about it is when you introduce, like, individual stormtroopers, they're not mindless automatons, and you have some really great...
They're verbiage.
Hey, you know, college education.
Bring it on, man.
No, I just, like I said, I didn't like the fact that she's discovering all her powers and all her force, and all of a sudden she just goes from, like, not knowing to, like, being this...
A lot of people, complain about that. Complain about that. She's a badass in the end. I mean...
You know,
I'm on the fence about that. Like, I don't know. Sometimes you just kind of like...
It's kind of a Luke Skywalker deal too, though, right? All of a sudden, Luke Skywalker goes from flying land speeders to flying high-performance jet aircraft without one lesson.
Yeah.
That's kind of stretches the imagination. But you know what? It's movie magic.
Exactly, right? Which is why I'll chalk it up to that. Every movie has those kind of issues.
Yeah, but you can see that Luke had the training, you know, through the whole...
Not really. He didn't get a whole lot of training. Ben died halfway through the movie.
Fire training. I didn't see any of that.
Yeah, exactly. He got a little bit of lightsaber and a little bit of force.
I come from the Air Force. I come from the fighter world. That stuff you don't just crawl into a cockpit and take off. You know, not even after playing Microsoft Flight Sim 12 or whatever the hell it's called now.
Well, that brings me back with that game. Right. But it's true. And I get people's complaints about it. And I was fine with it. I don't care. She's all powerful. Whatever. I mean, if she ends up being a badass in episode 2 or 3, then I guess I'll forgive it. And I think that's the big thing. I mean, I think we talked about it, Mike, where if episode 8 is awesome, it's going to make this movie just a little bit better. You know, I think everything hinges on what they do, what they move on going forward.
They've opened the cool thing and a positive thing that I'm taking out of this movie, outside of Adam Driver being in the next movie, is they've left a bunch of doors open so you can figure out what's going on. And, you know, the whole Sith thing, and you know this, is there can only be two, right? So
right
now what we're looking at is Snoke. But, you know, the Master is always looking for other apprentices to, because the way the Sith line brings itself along is the apprentice kills the Master and becomes the Master and finds a new apprentice.
Yeah.
So the apprentice is always looking for apprentices, and the Master is always looking for new apprentices because they don't want to be killed.
You gotta hedge your bets,
right?
You know,
exactly.
You know, yeah. And
then I think that's what's kind of cool, and we may see Adam Driver bounce toward the light side in the second or third movie. It's a possible
thing. I think that's where it's gonna go. I think he'll be like the redeeming factor will be him. I'm guessing that. I think they'll probably try to bring Rey to the dark side. I mean, who knows? We can speculate all day long. And we talked about, I think, Luke, her father, and all this other crap. And who knows?
I mean,
at this point, it's a year and a half.
My father, there's a theory of that.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Father,
whatever. I mean, we'll focus on that later, because we can talk speculation for years.
Is Obi-Wan, if you watch all the tome, all the mythology, he's supposedly celibate. So There's that, because Jedi's...
I thought Jedi's were. That's why the whole Luke father thing. I don't know where that's coming from.
It's a little wacky.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they can make it work, and it's a safe bet, but I hope they don't do that. It's just, I expect that to be the case, and I'd rather do something unexpected. And I mean, I like the director, Ryan Johnson. He's new, hasn't done a whole lot, but he's much darker, which I like. J.J. Abrams is definitely much lighter, which, you know, you touched on and all that, so I think he can bring some a little bit darker. I mean, get that little edge I think this movie needs. More like what's, you know, Empire Strikes Back did. It was... Tonally was so different than the original
and
Star Wars.
Writing
exactly, yeah. Amazing. It was superb. It was a superior movie. And I'm hoping that's what we get in the next one. And it's going to make episode 7 much better, I think. Because, I mean, I love the new characters. It's one thing I talked about. Finn was great. Rey was great. Even Poe.
I wasn't
underutilized, but Poe, I like Isaac and all that.
I just felt like it didn't make any... There was some holes in that plot, the Poe plot. And that's fine. I don't think anybody's going to disagree that how does this guy get off the world, and Rey and Finn are struggling to escape and have to steal the Millennium Falcon.
We'll chalk it up to he's just Poe and he's the man, dude. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay. It's all good, man.
Suspend disbelief, man. It's a galaxy far, far away. That's all we can do, man. But overall, it was great. And it's, I mean, I think the general consensus, the movie's doing phenomenally. It's making...
Number
money
two,
upon money.
It's number two right now.
I think two all time. Number one domestically is about to hit it. I mean, it's breaking records every day.
Number
here
two all time.
Yeah, it was going to end up number two. I don't think it's going to catch Avatar worldwide. But who cares? I mean,
he's going to be.
No, domestically is number one.
France.
No, exactly. Yeah. I think this week is China. You know?
Myself and my shitty humor.
but it's doing great. So, overall, like I said, it was really good. I was excited. It didn't let us down. And that was the big thing. We didn't want to see prequels at the end of the day. And that's exactly what didn't happen. We didn't get the prequels. We got something, I wouldn't say new, but fresh, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it was even like the expected claps. You know, you saw Harrison Ford clap.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course. They were right on cue when
was very end of the Lord of the Rings trilogy type thing when they did the curtain calls for all the characters.
Oh, of course, of course. Everyone's clapping right on cue.
That annoyed the hell out of me.
But I expect, you know, especially we went opening night.
Why they do it, I just don't
know. You know, it's fan service, and that's fine. It's Star Wars. You kind of have to tip a cap to the fans out there, and which I totally understand, which is fine. But one thing, the last thing I want to talk about is Han's death. And Mike, I think we talked about, I don't think we talked about Georgia, but I'm conflicted, man. I mean, I know Harrison wanted out, and I get that, but I really wanted to see. I don't think that the death was handled badly. I think it was well done. I mean, we saw it coming, but, you know, we have predicted that before. But I really wanted to see, like, the reunion between Leia, Luke, and him just at least one more time before they actually, you know, wrote him off.
I don't know. He wanted out. that's truth. I just don't know. You know, I think it was probably the way they had to go with it. I don't think it's the last time we'll see Han Solo. I think we're going to see a Han Solo in a different iteration, maybe in Rogue One or one of these
other... Oh, okay. Well, they're doing the prequel, obviously, with
Han. Right. But that's what I'm saying, is we're not... You're not going to say goodbye to the character. He's just dead, you know, in this story.
Right, moving forward. But I would love to have seen him continue. But I get it, and it wasn't handled bad.
And you know, Harrison Ford didn't want to be in the movies. You can't really hire another Han Solo.
Oh, no, of course not.
Just better off moving ahead.
I heard a rumor, and I kind of hope this is not true, that he was signed on for recently for Episode 8. That's what I heard. And again,
maybe it's a flashback.
Fine, I guess I can deal with
that's
that.
That's all I'm going to say.
But it can't be too far. He looks pretty old.
No,
if he bring him back, I'm going to be seriously upset. But like I said, it was handled fine. I don't mind that he died. I just wishful thinking.
I mean, we can go into detail with the character arc and all that. You know, like the fact that I don't think he had anywhere else to go. You know, like that they did everything else that they could have done with him.
I agree.
But
yeah.
He also wanted to go. This is well documented that he wanted to be killed after Empire.
Yeah.
And Lucas refused to do it. So.
Yeah, and we talked about it in the first episode about what predictions were, and we already saw coming.
I had a feeling he was going
to
go out.
It wasn't a shock.
Yeah.
Right. A classic character was going to die.
Exactly.
Right. There was no.
And it made sense for him to go and all that. Right. We still get Chewie, and I'm happy with that. So at the end of the day. But let's move on now. There's enough Star Wars. We talked about it to death. I'm sure everyone has and all that. So we're going to look forward. It's, again, New Year 2016. So having said that, we're going to touch both on movies and TV. We'll start with the movie section, movies first. 2016, Mike, and, you know, obviously there's a lot of movies coming out. I mean, highly anticipated. The majority of them are comic book movies. We're geeks, so we look forward to those. But those are the ones that usually get promoted the most. We see trailers like a year in advance, so we know exactly what's coming out. I'm sure there's a lot of good movies that we don't know about. They're going to be released, and I get that. But in terms of what we know is coming out, name maybe two movies that you're looking forward to the most this coming year.
All right. I'm going to go with, of course, Batman versus Superman.
Yes.
Which is, or Superman versus Batman, depending on who you talk to.
I'll take either one.
I think it's going to be a brilliant movie. Everything that I've seen in the trailer. You know what? I'm not a spoiler guy. I want my spoilers. I want to know what's going to happen.
Oh, that's right. You do. Yeah.
I love trailers. I love to piece together what I think is going to happen in the movie. I'm excited. The only thing I'm not really excited about is Eisenberg's portrayal of Lex Luthor. I felt like the high pitch kind of and down cracking voice thing.
I agree with you, but I don't know if that's the real Lex Luthor we're going to see in the movie or not. It could be one of those where he's just acting a certain way in public and behind the scenes is maniacal, you know, the more typical. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm hoping anyway, just being the optimist in me anyway.
I'm still speechless on X-Men Apocalypse, honestly. I don't X-Men, like the costume design. You didn't mention that?
I didn't mention that. I don't know why.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. You know what? Because I wasn't that excited for it.
I'm not that
excited for it. Really? I'm going to watch it. But I'm not like geeked out of it. I should have mentioned, don't get me wrong, I just forgot. But I'm not like.
I thought the last two movies were done.
I love the last two.
I thought they were fantastic.
I love the last two. I love the.
I can't say a bad thing about
either. No, Matthew X First Class, I thought was a great intro, and Days of Future Past was great.
Oh, and the Magneto stuff in there, both movies were. Oh,
he's
good. Not Fassbender,
he's ridiculous. Yeah, he's a good actor. Yeah. No, he's a perfect cast and all. But I totally forget. But I'm not excited about that one. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to watch it.
I just saw that's what we do. The worst mistake they make is releasing these pictures ahead of time. And, you know, any picture they take, especially if a movie has some kind of CGI enhancement, is never going to do justice to the way the character is really going to look on celluloid.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just one of those weird things, man, where I'm like, I get bummed out when I see pictures. And
don't be sad, Mike.
No, ironically, I don't feel that way about Superman versus Batman or Captain America Civil War.
I'm jacked for both of those.
I hope they don't go all Matrix Revolutions with the CGI in Civil War. That's my biggest fear right now. Get all Spider-Man 3.
Well, oh God, don't ever say that. Well, Spider-Man 2, then the Andrew Garfield version.
Right.
Oh, God, that was a horrible one.
That was terrible.
Oh, no. Like, you're right. Civil War, Batman v Superman's number one. And I won't mention Star Wars because I think we talked about it before. I just don't know enough about it to get excited about it. I know what it's about, the premise, but I want to see a I want to see something. It's not one of the new episodes. It's just a standalone movie of Star Wars. We're going to watch it, of course.
Let's see.
Be the first in line. Yes, of course we are.
From everything that I've read, we're going to see Darth Vader, which is amazing.
I've heard that. I believe when I see it in my in a trailer, my show his helmet.
Well,
or something,
hopefully it won't be Hayden Christensen. You know,
I'm walking out.
Kinder, gentler Darth Vader.
Well, they did say he was going to make an appearance, and then they took him out of it.
Well, I think at episode 8, I think they put him. Actually, they cast him for episode 8, which.
Sam gets in all the wrong places.
It's exciting. But I won't get into Rogue. But Batman v Superman, I know, Mike, I know you're jacked. You got your Batman shirt on now. Dude. I got my Batman underwear on now.
Underoos. Yeah. They still fit me.
I
have to tell you that every time I see that trailer, whether we're in the movies or whether I'm sitting here or on YouTube or whatever the hell, I pop. I'm sorry. I just pop. It's nuts. I don't know. I think maybe I'm getting scared. I'm scared now because... I was not disappointed in Superman Man of Steel, but when I saw the trailers for Man of Steel, I looked over my wife. I was like, I got to see this movie. This movie looks awesome. I'm so excited. And then when I went to the movie, it was like, oh, yeah, you know, I didn't get like way crazy. I just remember when that trailer came out, it had had Superman going supersonic.
Yeah.
And it just freaking, yeah. I was like, got like, really excited.
No, I like Man of Steel. I really do. I didn't love it, but it was really good.
It was a good movie.
A different take on Superman.
My hype meter goes up, and maybe that's where I'm victim of with Star Wars Force Awakens, is as I got going, it was like, okay, this is pretty good. And there were some things that were really good, but for the most part, it was just a good movie and not a great movie.
So,
you know, I'm not shooting at it. There's some things about it that I would have changed. We talked about this already, so I'm not going to go crazy with it. But it's something. There are some concerns in the back of my mind that I might have the same issues happen to me with Batman.
It's possible because you get this expectation.
I don't want it to happen. I want to walk out of there. Like, I want to walk out of there feeling like the day I did when I saw Avengers. That's really what I'm pumped up about.
I hope. I mean. It needs to be good, number one, because they're setting up the whole DC universe, and they can mess this up. I mean, they can.
Then it's over.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I know most people hated on the whole Affleck thing, and even I was a little bit, but especially even in the trailer, I think it was a great move.
He's tall, which is something that Batman hasn't been in the last six outings.
Christian Bale's not tall?
No, Christian Bale's like 5'10".
Oh, okay.
Affleck is like 6'2 or 6'3.
Yeah, 5'10. Hold on now.
No, you couldn't be Batman.
I'm average height.
No, I'm not taking a shot.
I want to be Batman.
I'm just saying. But Michael Keaton was 5'9", 5'8".
Yeah, he's small. Yeah.
Val Kilmer was about the same. Val Kilmer's...
He's like 6'1".
Actually, no, he's not. Oh. He's only an inch taller than friggin' Tom Cruise.
That's right, that's right. I keep thinking of Top Gun. He towers over him. But right. Tom Cruise is like 5'2", so... Yeah. I mean, but, you know... Affleck, he's been killing it the last few years.
Right.
Directing Anna and The Town.
The Town is a great movie.
He's been, he's been on point.
I'm not going to talk about Reindeer Games.
No. That's going way back. But, he's done really good. And the Traitors, I liked him. I like the voice that he uses. It's very cool. It's not as abrasive as what Christian Bale did on the Batman.
The other thing is the Christian Bale voice, I really felt like it went over the top. It's one of my criticisms of the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah, the few criticisms.
And I think that I'm not going to say it sucked. It didn't suck. It was incredible.
Of course.
But the voice was silly.
The voice, it was a bit much. It didn't take away from the experience, but a bit much. But this voice looks great. The trailers look phenomenal. They just showed the new one now with the car bounces off Superman. And it's great because you have Superman, who's the big boy in the block, and he's warning Batman. Batman's he's still talking crap to him after he leaves.
Right.
You bleed him. He doesn't even care.
Batman don't play.
No fear. Exactly. Yeah. And that's exactly what I want this movie to be. And that's why I'm getting even more excited because they gave us a good taste of the vibe.
Think about reality, right? You're driving at a dude. You see this cat. You run into him with your car. Bounces off of him like nothing, right? So you get out. You hit your eject button. And you got this. He's got this car that probably cost like $400,000 or $500,000 to produce, right? So he just totally wrecks his expensive ass car. he pops the eject button, he gets out, and the only thing he can think of asking Superman, I'd be crapping my pants, right?
Exactly.
I'd be like, this guy's gonna like take, I just ran into this guy with a car. And my
he's
car just bounced off him like nobody's
he's
business.
Talking crap to him. He's right. Talking
so
crap
he,
to
he
Superman.
He gets out and he's standing on top of the Batmobile and Superman's standing next to him and he's like, do you bleed? And I'm like, if I'm Superman, I'm like, really, bro? Really? I'm like, I'm going to pick him up and I'm going to throw him down and I'm going to turn him into a pretzel. I'm going to give him a therapy.
But Batman doesn't care.
Up.
He just face to face and he
flies up in the air.
Talking smack to him like nothing. You love
me,
love
I said, I would be scared.
Of course.
Bleepless. It would be terrible. Yeah. So, you know. Anyway, so we're going to move on from there. I want to talk about a couple other movies that I had seen that I think are going to be interesting. I think 13 Hours is released this week.
I did see that.
I think it's going to... Amazing to me that Hollywood's going to make a movie about the truth of Benghazi, not to get political or anything.
Right. I know you're a military guy, so I'm sure you have some interest
in it. I'm really interested in seeing that movie.
But it's good, and I did see it. I got my review up. And
you saw it?
Yeah, I saw it. Like I got a screening 2 weeks ago. It wasn't bad, man. Which surprised me because I hate Michael Bay.
Okay.
I can't stand his movies for the most part. He's done some good ones.
It's funny to me that he did that though, because I think he's one of those Hollywood insider types.
He is, but he's really inside with the military until he does it justice and gives it respect the way
really?
He should.
Okay.
And yeah, he just had a lot of connections with them and all that. So, but it was actually a very good movie the first hour, but it ends up really well. It's not great.
Do you think?
But I think
it was
worth watching.
Do you think it was pro or without talking about your review?
It didn't get too political.
Okay.
He just focused on the action because it's Michael.
That's Michael Bay.
It's Michael Bay. Yeah. The American flag is waving. The soldiers. I know very one dimension. That's who they are. And that's what he focused on. They don't get a lot of political behind it. Just they kind of set up the stage.
But
the whole.
Was there any other stars in there other than John Krasinski that I saw?
Not major stars. No.
He's the only one.
And he's not a huge star, I don't think, anyway. But no.
I think he's a decent
star. It's funny because, obviously he's from The Office.
He's been in some big movies though.
He's in a couple, but The Office was his claim to fame, and. If
he
has,
was in
if
that
he has
football
no, yeah.
movie with George Clooney.
That,
he's been in a bunch of crap.
A couple of things.
He did a comedy.
But he's not a big.
Yeah.
He's not a huge name.
Remember, don't forget also Dirty Grandpa. Coming out next week.
That movie's funny.
Next week.
You know what, guys? That's a funny movie. Me and George, we saw it. And I thought it was going to be, this movie's going to be terrible. De Niro doesn't care anymore. He's just mailing it. But
I saw it out there. It's busy, so I'll have to take a gander at it. We talked
It's actually a funny flick, and De Niro kills it.
Okay.
It's fun, and not the funniest movie ever. It's the funniest movie this year so far. I know it doesn't say a lot. It's the only one
you may
comedy
have
this year.
But
okay, so
but it was
good. Know if we got it on the last.
Well, sure, the kids at home may not be aware.
They might not be aware of what Bizet's means.
Well, like
deer in headlights over here.
Sorry.
Let's just clarify
that.
Okay, Bizet's is anything that may be less than legal. Downloading /
of which
screen.
None of the members of the Real Mentors condone.
Yeah, we do not condone it. Which
the
is
shenanigans
why.
Are ill-advised. And
so,
we
from here on out, that will be known as Spizace. Okay, so January 22nd is Fifth Wave, which looks like one of those crappy Battle Los Angeles alien invasion. What's
lame.
The name of that show on TNT, by the way? Is it Falling Skies?
Falling Skies, which I hate.
Man, is that a terrible show.
No, I hate it.
Oh, Lord.
No, no.
So anyway, I saw that kind of popped out at me because they actually looked like they spent a lot of money on the budget.
No. I got a free screening. I'm not even going to watch it. So
really?
I hope this interested in.
That is Zoolander, no?
Zoolander 2, I'm interested in. I love Zoolander. Here's my thing, is it's going to go into the Anchorman 2 bin of movies that probably shouldn't have been a sequel to.
I mean, they waited 10 years.
We've waited a while for that.
It's at least 10 years the last
one. I don't know that I'm waiting for it. It's not anything. I really love the movie. I think the original movie is very funny. I think there's some stuff in it.
I like it a lot. But
extremely interesting, but it would be like... seeing like the Dumb and Dumber sequel that was
disaster.
Really awful.
The thing is, with most sequels, comedy wise, hardly ever work out. It's rare.
Anchorman 2 was horrific.
Really? Yeah, Anchorman 2 was terrible. A Hangover 2, once it just comes recent memory, Dumb and Dumber or whatever you want to call it.
Dumb and Dumber or whatever.
Dumb
and Dumber.
Isn't
that what it was called?
I think it was.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's a terrible. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon sequel.
That looks
that's
interesting.
A Netflix flick, right?
No, dude. That's something else you're thinking of.
Oh, I thought that was released.
Yeah.
That's A Thousand Eyes. Actually, that's a wide release.
Yeah,
Theater.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
I love the first one.
So I want to talk about Hail Caesar, which is going to be coming out February 5th. A lot of stars in there. I'm a Coen Brothers fan.
Yeah.
Their last five movies, they've, in my opinion, all been home runs. So, I mean, it's not... Look,
I got to think back which ones they were, but okay, they usually make great.
Want me to go back with it? I mean, right, we can.
Let's go back.
We even talked about Pee-wee earlier.
Well, we get to Pee-wee in a second. I'm going to the Coen Brothers, because I want to see the veracity of Mike's comments here as far as the last five movies being great.
Let's talk about it. I mean...
Because I know what the last one was. No Country for Old Men, I'm sure, was one of the
last No, that's not the last one. That was
one of the last five that did, I would assume, in that. Okay, so now I got the last five movies they did. It was Inside Llewyn Davis, if I didn't say
very
that, right?
Good. You have to see that one.
I haven't seen it, so I can't speak to that. True Grit, which excellent is a good movie. You read a good movie. Serious Man, which I have.
I haven't seen it either. I apologize profusely. You can go back one from that one.
Burn After Reading, which I wasn't a huge fan. And No Country for Old Men, which...
I actually did enjoy that. It's an
excellent movie.
I love Birdam in that.
I wasn't a huge fan of the movie.
So they've done okay. I mean, don't get me wrong. They have great stuff. And I want to see Hail Caesar. It looks like
I think it's
classic Coen Brothers.
I think it's going to be really good. The other thing I wanted to remark about that is the star power in that movie is just ridiculous.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, it's not just Clooney. You have Jonah Hill. That's their new guy too. That's the dude that everybody's using in these kind of off white roles.
Tilda Swinton is the other Ralph Fiennes.
Right, it's loaded. Yeah, dude.
Channing Tatum.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. This is Scarlett Johansson. I think I mentioned that. Yeah. Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
I
mean, Josh Brolin's in that movie too. Yeah. Holy
so it's
crap,
got everybody. And everybody's in this movie. So. Frances McDormand, she's a good actress.
Yeah, it's loaded.
Yeah, it's loaded. Yeah, you're right. It's super loaded and all that.
Yeah, that's a blockbuster, dude. That's a blockbuster.
The Highlander himself is in there.
Oh, yeah?
Christopher Lambert. Wow.
Christopher Lambert.
they can only be one.
Speak French, bro.
It's an English show, damn it. That's one I definitely want to catch and all that. I know, George, you mentioned, I think you said Pee-wee, right?
Yeah, that was Pee-wee's
March. I didn't even know that was, I know a new Pee-wee is coming out.
That's not Tim Burton directed, or is it?
We'll look it up now.
We'll have to look it up, yeah.
I mean, if you guys haven't seen Pee-wee's Big Adventure is...
Deadpool, fantastic. February 12th.
Deadpool.
You know looks what? Good.
Oh, man.
That's opening with Zoolander, by the
I
way.
I want to see it. Oh, no. I watched Deadpool before.
The trailer for the Deadpool movie doesn't look good to me. I'm sorry, dude.
It looked good as far as the action. It reminds me of Kick-Ass as far as over-the-top action, but it's too jokey. I mean, it's
John Lee's the director for Pee-wee.
For Pee-wee?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I know Pee-wee's great. The first Pee-wee I've ever seen at home, Pee-wee's the most watched if you haven't. Yeah. It's just a classic. I don't know if it didn't well.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure is one of those movies that you quote all the time. Oh, it's right up there with Best in Show and movies like that you can just bring up and quote the crap out of them. And
I know that
you know people that have never seen it look at you like you're nuts, but it's just good stuff, man.
No, it is. And the other one I want to mention, we didn't talk about that much, is Suicide Squad.
Oh yeah, August 5th.
That one, I'm on the fence because Will Smith and Jesus, he irks me a lot. But Margot Robbie, I thought, is
perfectly cast.
And I love her. She's fantastic. She's beautiful. She can
the whole
act.
Schmear.
And she looks right. The part. I mean, I don't think it's any better. But, you know, it's all about the Joker at the end of the day. Every time the Joker's on the screen, it's...
The Joker's huge.
They hit a home run. Yeah, it's just... So I'm curious to see
I think they did a good job of picking... I think Leto's going to do a fantastic job.
I think so.
Already you look at the look. The guy has a history of... contorting his body, kind of like Christian Bale, to meet a role.
Oh, he's a great actor. Yeah. There's no question. Yeah, this is no doubt. He's up there. He's upper echelon. Which is why I'm excited to see what he does with the role. Well, you know, because obviously we got two versions of it. How's this there going to be?
Were you guys excited with Cloverfield? Because there's a sequel coming out too.
Yeah, the trailer just dropped. We were talking about it earlier before our show, and
I wasn't wild about the original movie, so this one I'm not going to pay money to go see.
The style, that it was shot.
I don't like found
I don't know. Yeah, and this is not found footage. It seems like it's filmed normal, I think. But I just don't know enough. But the trailer didn't give a whole lot away as far as what the premise is. I don't even know if it's in monster, if it's a sequel.
I bump into those movies, by the way, you know, some movies that have just stuff to kind of tell you what the movie's what's going in the movies, right? When you see that, you're like, okay, I want to kind of see this, and I kind of know what the movie's about. But when a movie totally doesn't show you what anything's about, it annoys me. kind of the best way
to put it. Mind it if it's like an early teaser trailer. It's a little tease. That's what it is. It's a tease. But then the next trailer needs to show us something. I don't spoil. I hate the full spoiler.
Right, but how many times have you been to a movie that you saw the trailer? Like Joy. I'll use Joy as a good example. You saw the trailer for Joy, and when I saw the movie, it was nothing like.
No, you're right. It was nothing like it. Yeah, it was not at all. And that was an okay
movie. It was a good movie. It wasn't a bad movie.
No, it wasn't. It was okay.
It wasn't a great movie, but it was a good movie.
But it's a trailer, so I think the next one get again because no one knew this movie was coming out. And this was kept way on the wraps. I'm sure
that's my thing that drives me nuts. Right? Is nobody gives a crap about that movie. Why would he keep that secret? Who gives a flying?
Well, actually, I'd be surprised. There's a lot of people do like Cloverfield. I hear people talk, and
really?
I'm not, you're with
that crowd more than I am.
Yeah, I don't hate the movie. It was okay, you know, whatever. But people are excited. I like people do love that movie.
I don't think if I made a mental list of the top 20 movies that I'd like to see a sequel for,
Cloverfield.
It's not anywhere near that.
No, of course not. No. Not even close.
Maybe I got bad taste, but I mean, I'd rather see a Godfather.
The movie's okay. Well,
freaking sequel than that. I'm just kidding. I'm making a joke.
But I would be kind of curious now. No, Pacino, not, no way. I'm not.
Well, Pacino would not be playing it. It would be Andy Garcia. Well,
I don't know about that. Is Andy Garcia going to
die? He dies at the end of 3, so it would be Andy Garcia would be the new Godfather.
Papa!
Oh, God. I want to lock them away from my head.
Yeah, he would be the new Godfather.
I would have been the third person dead after that.
God, it's such a letdown movie. I don't even want to get into that movie. But, okay, so, but now, moving up from the movies, you know, we're obviously big on TV. So as far as next year, especially the first half of this year with TV coming up, a lot of good stuff we got.
We already have stuff that I said.
There's stuff to watch now. We'll get to a couple of that in a second.
My dance card is totally full right now. If you look at my Netflix, my list on Netflix...
Oh, it's packed.
I'll never see all that crap. I'm serious.
There's a lot of good stuff coming out all the time. But these are coming out like soon. We got Game of Thrones, of course. Which we're going to dive into.
Yeah, which I already put on camera that I was going
to
catch
George
up.
George is going to commit to watching this show.
Commit on watching it.
Because he's the only guy in the Southern Hemisphere, Northern Hemisphere, and planet Earth that has never seen any episodes of Game of Thrones. It's embarrassing.
Well, I've seen two of them. But,
he should be kicked off the show, be honest. But you know what? He's going to make up for it before the season starts in April. I think April 25th. He's going to have watched all 5 seasons. Because we do a lot of spoiler talk on Game of Thrones. Because it's Game of Thrones. But we got House of Cards coming up soon, which I want to see.
It's a great show.
Good show. Better Call Saul. I'm a huge Breaking Bad fan. I like the first season of Better Call Saul.
Yeah, I saw the first season, too.
I enjoyed it. I liked it a lot. And, of course, my number one is Daredevil.
Yeah.
That's the one, I think. March 18th coming out.
Well, after how incredible Jessica Jones was, I mean, I'm just even the more anticipating Daredevil season 2.
Yeah, they said it was going to happen at a faster pace.
And I love the casting for, I forget it, his name escapes me, but who does Punisher?
Shane
from Walking Dead. Perfect casting, man. I can't wait for the show. I mean, I love the Punisher.
It's going to be good.
And they haven't done him right.
By the way, the teaser on that is out, and I saw that teaser. It was very good.
They didn't show a whole lot.
No, they did a good job.
But I don't have to see anything. I'm watching the show. We're gonna get just gonna get binged, of course.
Well, you didn't like Dolph Lundgren's movie adaptation?
God, Dolph Lundgren.
Boy, he brought up the Dolph Lundgren.
I know. Why
he didn't even. He just skipped
he
right over.
He skipped John Travolta. Oh God.
What was that? That was
Thomas Jane.
Thomas
Jane. Yeah.
What was the Punisher Warzone movie?
That movie was a Punisher. It was punishing, is what it was.
It wasn't that bad. No, it wasn't as bad as the first.
Oh my God! That's how you put your kids in Punisher and make them watch that movie. It's horrible. I can't stand any Punishers. Son, you watching this? No, Dad, please. No
you more. Came in after your curfew. Now you have to watch Punisher Warzone.
The stupid scene where he's fighting Kevin Nash, and it's just so ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Oh my God!
The ninja guy flipping everywhere with the rocket launcher.
It's embarrassing. It's bad. But I'm honestly finally a good adaptation of Punisher, and I hope they get it right. I think they should get it right because Daredevil was a great show and all. So those are the ones I think coming out. I don't know if any shows come to mind, top of my head. I can't think of anything else that I've been looking forward to.
Agent Carter starts back up again this time. I don't know if you saw it. I thought it was pretty good. You know what? I appreciated it. I'm going to tell you my story with Agent Carter. I started it when it came on. I watched the first 3 episodes and I bailed. I was like, you know what? I'm done with this. So I bailed on it, and I don't know, like about 2 months ago, I saw that they had it all on demand. So I said, "Well, let me binge a little bit." So I popped 4 in there, and then I picked up speed, and I ended up liking it by episode 8 or 9. I was looking forward to the next episode. So I think it's by episode 7, 8 was a lot. There's 8 episodes, by the way, in the set. Anyway, by episode 8, it was very good. It was good enough. And so now I'm kind of anticipating season 2. I don't know if I'll watch season. It's not one of those ones that's sitting in my queue ready. Right,
you
know,
there's a lot more shows I'm sure you don't watch before.
No, there's a ton of it.
Yeah,
no,
there's a ton of this stuff.
Step Over, yeah. Like Flash is a great show. Arrow's
I heard
a great
that.
Show.
It's just so many episodes. I can't. It's you get so used to the whole 13, 10 episodes now.
No, and there's 26.
And, yeah, you see that, you're like, yeah. Oh, it's kind of a turnoff, and that's so much to watch and catch.
Well, it's on Netflix, so, dude, and like I said, if you, and
yeah,
I said,
know.
Your Netflix queue is super jam-packed.
Well, like, so George has to watch Game of Thrones before he gets to anything else. Let's not inundate George with too much stuff to watch.
Don't mention Netflix.
He has his homework assignment.
He'll get
He's having a condition over here. But speaking of that, we do want to talk about a couple of shows that I think people need to watch if they haven't watched them. George, you're included in this conversation because I know you haven't seen them yet. Mike, I'm going to start with you because I know I like this show, but you're a bigger fan than I am. And I really enjoyed it. It's Man in the High Castle, yes. Which is on Amazon. Great show, Mike. What are your thoughts on that one?
Well, first of all, beautiful. It's a Ridley Scott vehicle, which, you know, Ridley Scott doesn't put his name on crap. That's true. Come on, dude. There's no
the Robin Hood, the Counselor. But
it's not horrible though.
He's done really good stuff, no doubt.
Right.
And then The Martian, which I really liked, that was his.
Right.
I did see the first episode, and it made me, enticing. I wanted to see
more.
Well,
it's very the acting is excellent. The action is excellent. It's a very emotional topic for a lot of people.
Give us a quick premise for those at home, not aware what the show is about.
Okay.
Just to get an idea of what it is, obviously spoiler free, of course.
It's a Philip K. Dick story that was written back in the '60s that kind of did a remember those What If comics, right? What if Spider-Man had gotten Thor's powers or something like that? It's the same kind of crap, except that it was what if the United States lost World War II to the Germans and the Japanese. So the premise of the story is a what if. Alternate history type thing, and it's really a cool premise. There's a, like I said, it was made with a lot of emotion. I really feel like it's well acted. I think that it's I think that the people that they have in it are extremely talented, and I think the writing is top notch.
It is, and a lot of the actors, they're like they're not huge names, but they are
great actors
in a lot of movies,
right.
Like Hollywood movies. They're not from TV mainly.
It's that hey, you're that guy from that thing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I've seen that guy before.
Yeah,
he's not bad. Right away, I recognize who played Shang Tsung in Mortal Kombat.
Right.
He's the Chinese consul.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, that's the thing is you know.
Yeah, they're not big names, but they're Hollywood actors.
They're really good. They're classical actors, and I think that the movie, like I said, you haven't seen episode 2 yet, so there's
no
spoilers.
No, but I did enjoy the fact that the U.S.
Very,
was divided. They had the East Coast with the Germans, West Coast with
Japan.
The Chinese, and then
Japan.
You had the Japan, and then you had the middle. There was a neutral,
like a neutral zone or something.
I did enjoy that.
It's just a great premise. When I heard the premise, I'm like, I gotta see this show. And I liked it a lot. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's only 10 episodes.
I'm telling you, dude, by episode 2 or 3, you get this hopeless vibe there when you're watching it.
It's not a happy show. It's very bleak.
Very few shows like talk to your emotions like that. That's what I'm saying is you can watch any movie, any show that makes me laugh is a funny show. And there's very few like comedies on TV that make me laugh. This any show like this that bums you the bleep out when you're watching it is a great show to me. Anything that wells up an emotion inside of you is a good show.
I recommend it.
I don't want to spoil. Maybe we'll come back and talk about this.
Yeah, I think in a few weeks, maybe after George sees them all, we'll get into a spoiler.
Give some of these cheapies that don't have Amazon Prime.
Well, then, yeah, that's true.
This
can be viewed by other means, which we won't condone on the show exactly, which I don't want to mention, but. If you don't have Amazon Prime, I think it's $3 if it's spent some promotion.
Right, there's a promotion.
Yeah, it's totally worth it
because
they got good shows. Yeah, you can
watch
movies and all that free stuff. But that's really, I highly recommend the show if you want to pick something up and watch and binge. It's only 10 episodes and it's really, really gripping. It holds you tight the whole time. And I loved how it ended.
Left open door.
Yes, for the
in case you want to,
because the book
something.
I think from you talking,
right.
Mike was
right.
Just it ends how the book ends. So
right, it ends
speaking,
how the book ends.
Yeah,
there is an open door for some move ahead.
Which is
and I don't have any trepidation about that. I want to see what they want to do with it.
Because
now
it's all fresh at that
right.
point. We just kind of look like they could do like another alternate timeline with something else, or continue this particular story.
The last thing I want to mention about this, by the way, is the the theme to it is perfect. So I'm not going to say anything else other than that. Just if you've ever watched The Sound of Music, you're going to love.
You're going to love the theme.
I'm just telling you right now, it's fantastic. Edelweiss, the national anthem of Austria. So it's a very, very interesting.
It's a nice version of the song. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
But that was probably the second show I recommend to you guys. What I want to touch base is one that I absolutely love was Jessica Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Marvel's second show on Netflix. And as good as Daredevil was, and I love Daredevil, I thought this was even better for different reasons. And they're not the same kind of show.
And for you guys out there that are trying to get your wives involved in this stuff, my wife loved the show. She's not interested in seeing Daredevil at all, but she loved this show. She thought it was fantastic.
But this is more a cerebral show.
Right.
Daredevil was more, you know, it's visceral, it's in your face, action-packed. And it was great. It was a comic book show. That's what it was. This is not...
People that aren't comic book fans still enjoy that show.
Of course, yeah.
Agreed. But it's Jessica Jones, it's like a detective.
It's a detective show. And it's so smart. I love the villain. Was it Kilgrave?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great villain. On par with Kingpin, but for different reasons. Kingpin was, again, was brutal.
And David Tennant, by the way, plays Kilgrave. And David Tennant is a really great actor. If you haven't seen Broadchurch or the Doctor Who stuff.
He's fantastic. I forgot her name. Ritter.
Kristen Ritter,
who I think for whatever reason, I think she's hot. I know she's not, but she kind of is. But she does a really good job. Luke Cage is in it, who is someone I was not familiar with. He's actually pretty good.
That dude is one of those guys from that thing.
And I know, right?
You've seen him before.
Yeah, exactly.
Just one of those guys.
But it's just such a smart show. And it's not... A comic book show. Don't expect this to be. This isn't Avengers. It's not Daredevil. It's totally.
Right, you're not going to see any whams or pows.
Yeah, no one's flying around. Right. I mean, she's got abilities, but that's kind of second. It's more about her and her mental state and what she goes through. Very cerebral, really smartly written. It's. I was super shocked about this show and how much I liked it even better because I love Daredevil.
Yeah.
But I thought this was a better show. Daredevil was a good show you could pick up and just watch and turn your brain off. This one you got to pay attention and. It's a great story, and it ties up really well.
What I'm worried about is when they roll a donut, what's going to be the effect of that? I mean, is it going to be like, oh man, this show stinks? What am I going to watch the next show that comes out?
Well, it depends because I know the plan with these guys is to bring the Defenders, which is
right.
I'm not too familiar with it, but it's almost like it's the Avengers, but with Daredevil and you know,
it's Jessica kind of a Jones, Luke Cage.
Yeah, it's like a poor man's Avengers right. at the end of the day. So that's the plan. So even let's assume Luke Cage comes on and it's subpar, we still got Jessica Jones. We still got Daredevil there. Right. Punisher, if he's going to be there, I don't know what the plan for him is. I just heard they just announced they're going to do a spinoff of his show, so I'm excited about that. And they just announced Jessica Jones 2, which I'm super excited about. But this show, guys, and you're right, Mike. And that's a great point about the female, you know, wanting to watch a show like this. Because it's not a comic book show. Right, they'll get a lot of enjoyment. It's a strong female lead.
I didn't tell my wife that it was a comic book show we watched it. And she enjoyed the crap out of it. She binged it right next to me and enjoyed it. So just a tip to my brothers out there looking for something to watch that their wives are going to be like, "Hey, I'm watching a crappy show."
No, they're going to like it. It's very female centric and it's got some strong female character. I think her best friend's also a great character. She was in one of those Transformers. That's what she was. Very good looking girl. I don't forget her name, but plays her best friend. She's great in the show.
Exactly.
Really well done. That's one. Go catch it now. Catch it before Daredevil comes out and all. I know they're not related, but they kind of are. But they do tie him in because they do show one a character. I don't want to say anything, but a character from Daredevil actually shows up in the end of Daredevil and kind of ties in that world, quote unquote. But great show, and that's one I definitely recommend you guys watching all that. So, lastly here, because our time is running short, the last segment is always our retro segment. You guys out there who are the youngins, because most of us here are pretty old, you know, some more than others, Mike. But we have to go back and kind of reflect on movies that got released this week. I'm going to focus on January movies because this month's almost over. They released 20 or 25 years ago. Let me tell you something. They always say January is like the dumping ground for Hollywood. And man, they could not be more right in this case. These are some of the movies, and these are the good ones, quote unquote, or notable ones that I found. It's how bad January is over the last from 25 years ago. It's not a great list. From Dusk Till Dawn, oh. House Party 3, Leprechaun, Hannah Rocks the Cradle, and the only one I really found that was a good movie was Alive.
And really, that's not even a good movie.
And that's not a great movie.
Well, that one is.
But it's not bad. I mean,
that's a remake of another of a TV docudrama.
It was a true story about that. Is it a soccer team or rugby?
No, it's actually a rugby team.
Rugby team that crashed into the mountains.
Yeah, and they're forced to survive in the mountains and they eat each other. I mean, it was controversial.
If it was a football team, Jorge would be all over.
Oh, here, would watch it. You'd be watching enough.
I watched it four times.
But I mean, that's the same way I reckon people watching out of this list anyway, because it's not a bad movie. It's actually it's amazing what these guys went through.
No,
it's a true story of survival, and it's like, man, that's crazy. And the movie might be fantastic, but just think about what they went through to see that. It's nuts. It's nuts, because that's brutal. I think most people probably would not. George. George is like 100 pounds. You would have been eaten, dude.
He would have been safe.
No one's touching George down there. There's nothing to eat. Me and Mike are screwed.
I'd be dead.
We're supposed to go down. You know, but...
Well, I mean, technically, you guys are the heavyweights out here, so maybe I would eat you guys.
That was in Peru, right? Is that where it was? Or Ecuador?
I think so. George looked that up real quick.
I was just saying they could look for a llama or something. You know what I'm saying?
There was nothing. Right. I wonder what mountain range it was in. But it's actually not a bad
thing. It was in the
Andes. There we go. Okay. Leprechaun, I mean...
It's so bad.
But it's such a bad, great movie.
Is it as bad as those WWE movies?
It's better than that.
Really?
It's better than that. But I mean, it's just one of those movies. And it caught
fire.
Because
those WWE movies are...
No, they're terrible. Bad. This is a little better, but it caught fire because you have Leprechaun 2, Leprechaun the Hood, Leprechaun in Space. So it became a joke. And it's fun. It's so ridiculous.
Is it as bad as what's the name of that cat? Uwe Boll, that dude, his movies?
Who's that one?
In the Name of the King.
Oh, God.
That kind of junk.
It's that bad.
Is it that?
But it's meant to be. It's a big movie. It's a hard movie. They're mostly bad anyway.
This I can't believe you've never heard of Uwe Boll, man.
Oh, man. I don't know why.
I've
seen Game of Thrones, so come on.
Yeah, it was in...
it's not that bad.
Santiago, Chile.
It was
in Santiago, Chile. It was 72 days until the rescuers found out they were there. So 72 days in the...
Well, I recommend that. And I recommend this one because I know it's House Party 3, and don't watch House Party 3. But since you brought it up, House Party is great, man.
The original House Party
is, oh my, it's like...
That's Kid and Play, right?
Yeah,
Kid and
Play.
Kid and Play at the head of the powers,
if you will. That terrible haircut.
But you know what? It was like the Friday of the 80s. It kind of was.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
It's not funny, dude.
House Party's great.
It's not funny.
I can say some lines, but they're very vulgar, so I won't.
Yeah, we try to keep this so PG.
This is not the Citizen Kane of comedies. Okay.
Friday's hilarious.
But House Party's still like such a bad, great movie. Yeah, it's like Friday. That's another really bad game. But again, don't watch House Party 3. But I just want to throw it out there because House Party is a movie that I think people should watch. You know, I'm just saying. You know, it's not great, but it's a funny kind of...
Whatever you say.
What can I tell you? It's George backed me up here.
I'm with you.
That's not my
the original
generation.
House Party, man.
It's classic. It's funny. I remember because my parents went to go buy tickets. I think they want to see Godfather 3 or something. I forgot what it was, and it sold out. So they asked, and they didn't know anything about movies. So they asked the ticket guy. I remember they told me the story. I was dying laughing. They're like, other guy's like, go watch House Party 3. Oh, House Party 1, what it was. My parents had no idea what the hell it was. They're like, oh, okay, fine. You recommend it. So they walked in to House Party 2, House Party 1, what it was. And they just, oh my God, they could not believe what they were watching. They came home and was like, the worst movies on Spanish, of course. The worst movie. You know, they're a little bit, you know, the old school. So I'm not going to say they're racist. I'm not going to throw my parents under the bus. But, you know, they don't understand the urban culture. You know, they didn't get it. Like, they didn't have no idea what the hell they were watching. I thought it was like, I told him. I didn't tell my mom.
How long have your parents lived here?
They're with me. My parents, since the 60s.
Okay. So yeah. It's not like English isn't the issue, right?
No, it's just the urban.
Right. The feel.
The feel.
They're
old school. Yeah.
I got it, dude.
They're like 2 years older than Mike, so you know how they are.
I've been living here since the mid-80s, dude. I got this place down.
Yeah.
I know all about the viejitos, man.
Yeah, my God. The Hialeah and all that for those in Miami.
That's right.
But that's all we got for today. So thank you guys again. Of course, before we go, George, where can people find you out there and follow you?
They got the Real Correspondent on YouTube. Also, you guys can find me on Ustream at the same Real Correspondent on Ustream. You know, we're doing some FIFA episodes, you know, some of that. You know, that's where you can find me.
What about you, Mike?
I got Girls Life, com. Also have a store on Amazon. We sell all kinds of cool tchotchkes. Sold a bunch of Star Wars stuff, man. Killing it right now. Also, I'm Ultimo Mike Rose on Xbox Live. So get ready.
So, episode 2 is in the books, guys. Appreciate it. We'll see you guys episode 3 coming up next week.